I'm Marco Werman with The World. Here is a hot music tip for you. If you don't know her yet, this is French singer Camille.
La sauce, si la sauce, si la sauce, dans la sauce.
Camille, or Camille, as we pronounce it in English, is super well known in France. Her latest album, titled We, debuted at number one on the charts there, and now it's out here in the U.S. Calling your album We will make the title accessible for a lot of American listeners, and I think the way you play just like sonically means that non-French speakers will enjoy the textures of this music. As for the language, there was one review, one reviewer said that the CD is a celebration of a vocal instrument with wordplay at a premium. And there's one song in French where there's a choral riff in English that goes, plant an apple, plant an apple. What are English speakers to make of these plays on words? Should we just enjoy the rhythm, the texture? Is there meaning?
I always have in mind that music is much more than about the meaning of the words. Of course, my words have a meaning, but even for a French person, they sound musical. I really work on the way French language sounds. To me, words are a lot about vibration. And therefore, even if you don't understand the meaning, their vibration should touch you.
Let's talk about the vibrations and sounds that you were feeling and hearing on this album, We, because you spent almost a year in a 14th century monastery that has become an artist's retreat to write these songs, to record some of them. What did the acoustics do to the direction you took these songs in?
I had a room for drums and lead vocals in that monastery, and then I recorded the classical choir that I sang myself, layer by layer, in a chapel. And that monastery has an impact on the vibration of the album, because it's a place full of light and full of life, and at the same time it's very ancient, so it's a very deep and powerful place in the south of France.
The song Lasso, we opened with the drums. They set this very basic pattern. Your voice kind of follows this chant-like melody. It feels like it comes from ancient Corsica or something, and yet it's also very modern. Was that idea in your mind before you got to the monastery, or did the monastery prompt new ideas about music?
I really felt like making an album which mixed space and time, and I feel we're at the moment in human history that is both about collapsing and rebuilding. So I really had the intention to mix both primitive sounds, traditional music, classical music, and something very modern, electronic and organic, to express what I feel about the period I'm living in.
It's a weird period, isn't it? Collapsing and
weird,
and expanding
weird
at the same time.
And fascinating, and I feel very privileged. Sometimes I feel unlucky, and sometimes I feel very privileged to live now.
I mean, that's interesting, because a lot of people feel, I think, there's a sense of doom or dread about living right now. But you feel privileged.
I feel privileged because the world and nature is telling us to reinvent the way we live.
There's one song on We called Twix. Is it about the chocolate bar?
It's definitely about the chocolate bar. I'm saying if you plant a Twix in the ground, you won't get anything. If you plant an apple in the ground, you can feed the world.
I was struck by this song, and I'll tell you why. Your subdued voice breaks out into this guttural cry near the end, while your melodic voice kind of gets eclipsed. And I was thinking of Yoko Ono, and I would love to hear a French singer give us a renewed appreciation of Yoko Ono, who really gets so much grief for so many absurd reasons.
All voices are welcome in this world, you know. All experiments, I can't criticize anyone's voice, because people's voice are their soul. So how can you criticize one's soul?
Yeah.
brilliant women. And many people have told me, you know, my record is called Oui, which means yes in French. And some people told me an anecdote about her and John Lennon. The day John Lennon was discovering one of her piece of art, which was, I think, you had to climb a ladder, and then on the ceiling, in small letters, there was this word, yes, written.
Hmm.
You know, but you just
interesting
had to climb
parallel.
And, yes, basically that was the story. So,
Camille, let's go out with Seeds. It's the only song on the album in English. It starts with this military drum beat that then reappears, but it also takes off and kind of floats with you asking a series of questions directed to the listener. Seeds, how can you buy them? How can you serve them? How can you trade them? Just tell me why you wrote Seeds and what does it say about you as a songwriter?
I wrote Seeds because I'm very concerned by the way we grow what we eat and the way we consider life. So I wrote that song because I can see some people are, like me, amazed by the magic of life, and other people are trying to control life, control seeds.
I got to say, I thought the meaning was going to be more symbolic, but you take it straight on, seeds in the literal sense and what they mean to us on this planet.
Yeah, it's literal sense, and the way nature goes should lead us and not make us scared.
Seeds of love, to seeds of lettuce, seeds of rust and leaves and flowers, seeds of rain.
Camille, the new album is called We. Thanks very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you. Great to meet you, too.
Fields forever, seeds of grace. Seeds of peaches, seeds of beacon, seeds of peace, and seeds of hope. Seeds of pace, pine to paper, seeds of glory, seeds of gold. How can you sell? How can you spoil? Devastated corn, seeds of stray. Seeds of misery, seeds of mud and melancholy, seeds of watermelon, seeds of waste. Seeds of silence, seeds of slumber, seeds of hunger, seeds of stone. Seeds of underneath the summer lies and then seeds of cold. How